It's time for the lucky colours, numbers, crystals and I Ching coins, and we're going to kick off with Aries, Sharina.
We certainly are. The I Ching. Okay, we've got the colours, golden one. Landed on the card of abundance, the abundance I Ching. You can fulfil your potential and realise your goals. Relationships and projects are going to thrive. Success is assured. And it's like your life is continuing to give you, I guess I'd sort of say, the measure which you give to others. So if you hold back with the flow of abundance to you, it'll begin to dry up. So go for it. Get off the fence.
Aries, you have the blue lace agate this week, which is a powerful healing stone, particularly for the throat, good for fluid retention and blockages of the nervous system. And Taurus is next.
Taurus is turquoise and number 8. This one's card 37, which is the family. Family concerns are highlighted here, and it's like solving problems. Mutual affection and support are the necessary ingredients for a happy communal life. Relationships which work well do so because those concerns show respect for each other. So this is all about consideration for others and getting problems out in the open and doing things as a family.
And Taurus, this week you have carnelian, which improves quality of the blood, stimulates the metabolism, circulation and blood flow. It also aids tissue regeneration, helping the kidneys, lungs, liver, gallbladder and the pancreas. And Gemini is next.
Yes. Okay, Gemini. Gemini, we have pink and number 1. Okay, Gems. Well, this card here is being restricted. It's card 47. Now, if you're feeling trapped or feeling life appears to be against you or conspiring against you, there's nothing you can do at this point to change things for the better, but it's changing around for you at the end of this week and forward. There's all about like a time that you're feeling you've got ropes around you. So you're probably trying to do too many things. So declutter is probably the best thing. And sit tight because everything's going to work out and you're going to find yourself coming out a winner.
Nice. Gemini, you have the epidote this week, which is a stone that can encourage recovery and regeneration after a severe illness. Epidote helps lift the emotions, also helps dissolve sadness, sorrow, self-pity and grief. With Cancer next.
Okay, Cancer. Cancer's yellow and 4. You have the card of change. Change is necessary now and it's time to go ahead. Make your plans, think things through and keep firmly in mind what you want the outcome to be. As conditions could change quite radically, you must feel prepared within yourself for new situations. Taking action now is going to bring good fortune. Whoa.
And Cancer, you have Pyrite Cube this week, which relieves anxiety and frustration, also aids digestion, improves circulation and oxygenation of the blood, and enhances brain function. And next is Leo, Sharina.
Leo is red and 3. Okay, self-control's the card, and it's like you are going to have lots of strength. Stay within the limits of what is possible. Be prepared to take action as soon as the right moment comes, however. Do not allow doubt or anxiety to prevent you from seizing the opportunities that are going to surround you. Remember that he or she who hesitates is lost.
Indeed. Leo, you have selenite this week, which enhances clarity of the mind and concentration, expanding one's awareness of the self and one's surroundings and having a positive effect on the brain. It also soothes the nerves and enhances willpower. And next is Virgo.
Virgo. Okay, Virgo this week is the colour of gold and number, I've got two numbers here, I may as well go with both, 6 as well as 9. This is the card of mutual attraction in the I Ching. It can refer to any area in your life which involves connecting with others in order to create a mutually beneficial relationship. Relationships thrive on care and attention. An aggressive approach would be quite wrong. Be patient and considerate and do not try to force the pace. This is a time of soulmate connections and also a time on deciding on your life's directions.
It's a tiger's eye for you this week, Virgo, which balances emotions, reduces headaches, aids the digestive organs, spleen, pancreas and colon. It also helps the reproductive system, relieves asthma attacks and enhances night vision. And next is lovely Libra.
Okay. And this week, Libra is caramel and number one. This is the card of thinking ahead in the I Ching cards. Okay, thinking ahead. Careful preparation is needed and you'll enjoy a period of comfort and relaxation in the future. Major problems are going to be let go of and you're going to find that you can create conditions which will ensure your future well-being with confidence and enthusiasm. You're going to expand your field of activity and achieve a lot. Success surrounds you.
Libra,
liking that about myself.
Libra, you have the spirit quartz this week, which facilitates multidimensional spiritual and cellular healing. It's a good stone for overcoming grief and or death. And next is Scorpio.
Okay, Scorpio. Scorpio this week's purple and eight. Adaptable. Now, this is all about setting yourself high standards, Scorpio. It's going to be an exhausting time. You're quite exhausted tonight, aren't you? It's rushing here, running there. You've got to be open-minded and ready to learn from others. Outstanding success is indicated only if you are prepared to explore new possibilities. Mm. You cannot pursue a new path if it is the same that you are trying to follow the old familiar ways. So you've got to sort of look outside the circle and go higher. You know, put your game up higher.
Okay.
What's your expectations?
And Scorpio, I have this week the ametrine, a powerful cleanser used in treating and getting to the bottom of long-standing illnesses. Helps with depression, fatigue, headaches and stress-related illnesses. And next is Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. Sagittarius, the colour this week, silver and five. It's on the progress card. I love this card. Rapid progress is now possible. Your abilities are really going to be recognised and appreciated. You're going to shine in a position in which you're going to be in. And you've got a lot of sincerity and generous people around you. Give of yourself don't be selfish. Give selflessly. Communicate. You're going to be communicating really well with this card anyway. And you're going to see yourself walking up that ladder of fame or success or love, whatever it may be.
Yeah, very good. Sagittarius, you have aquamarine this week, which calms the nerves and reduces fluid retention. It's good for sore throats. It also strengthens the kidneys, liver, spleen and the pituitary and thyroid glands. With Capricorn next.
Capricorn this week is pink and two. Determination is the I Ching. Determination. Take a firm stand. An obstacle of some kind has to be overcome. You're going to be quite clear in your own mind that the situation has to change and be determined to do something about it. It's essential to proceed with caution as well. Don't overreact. Don't get offensive or get on the offence. Be courteous but firm. So, and stay with your goals. Okay. Focus on your goals.
Capricorn, you have clear calcite this week, which strengthens the teeth, bones and joints, helps the organs to eliminate toxins, aids skin conditions, blood clotting, heals tissue and opens and clears the eyes. And next is Aquarius.
Okay, Aquarius. Whoa, okay. This week, the colour for Aquarius is bronze and number four. Oh, drastic change with this one. It's total transformation. Total transformation card. The I Ching, it's a brand spanking new you. Kicking goals, drastic change. No longer is there room in your life for anything which is outdated or does not serve your best interests. It's off with the old and bringing in the new. You need to reflect on who you are now, not who you used to be.
And Aquarius, you have the fire agate this week, or agate. Helps overcome addictions, aids in problems of the stomach and intestines, as well as chronic inflammation, circulatory and nervous disorders, and it helps with night vision, Batman. And last but not least, Sharina is Pisces.
Okay, Pisces is blue and number three. Look, you've got the obstacles fade away card, which is card 59. Blockages to progress can now be removed. Areas of misunderstandings or uncertainty can be clarified. You can tackle any issues which keep you from communicating freely and sincerely with others. And harmony is what you're going to strive for. Do not be deceived, however, into believing there is no such thing as society, so that only the individual counts. Okay? So, and over assertive manner will serve only to harden other people's defences. So it's like obstacles are going to fade away for you, but just keep yourself, keep cool.
Good-o. Pisces, you have green jade this week.